two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Australia. Wherever you're listening, right around the big brown land, welcome to you on this Monday edition of Kennedy Malloy. It's a cracker, Jane, a special guest.
Eric Banner. Yep.
Bang.
We go back
Aussie
way
superstar,
back
legend.
Young
you,
man.
You go way back.
Yep.
Yeah, I go way back even to stand-up days when
yes,
he was
exactly.
just a keen,
whippersnapper.
Keen young lad
he's
treading the boards.
Young.
Look at him now.
Hollywood superstar.
And
he'll probably be rolling his eyes if you heard
got
that.
Got a
right,
great yeah? new show out on Netflix.
It's called Dirty John.
Dirty John.
I binged it on the weekend.
Did you?
Yeah.
We'll put it up on Blocks and discuss. Also today, I'm going to do a sports report. There's so much to talk about. Winks, 30 in a row. Check. Saudi Prince trying to buy the Man U. Oh. I may have a cautionary tale to tell.
Really?
And many more. National anthem. Should we sing it? Is it the right anthem?
It's in the news again. It usually gets in the news.
Yep, we will put that one up for discussion.
I've got the women's mags ready to hot because I'll tell you what, the headlines are something. They don't fail me.
Is it an I call bullshit?
Yeah, it's I call bullshit.
I am sensing one. Yep. We are going to step up to the plate and render our services as marriage guidance counsellors.
I think we're so well suited.
You're
going to
call us and we're going to give you advice on the small stuff.
Yeah. If you've got any little bickering that's going on, something
that'll be fun.
We'll soothe the bumps.
Something like that.
Well said.
I'm trying to say
hello,
thank you, Dave.
How are you? We'll get to you in a minute. Sesame Street 250. We're going to ask you about your favourite kids' shows.
Oh, I've
There's
got
a couple
so many.
There. Some that have slipped through the cracks, which I
have to think.
Remember.
Well, I grew up in front of the television. It's all over did.
Yes, so nothing's changed. Anyway, all that. We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much more. Welcome to the Monday edition. Hello, David. How are you?
G'day, guys. Happy
Dangerous
Monday.
Dave.
Yes. Good. You sound up. You sound chirpy and
feeling
good.
Is
wife gone? Is it boy time yet?
No, not quite.
When do we come around?
She leaves this weekend. Saturday flies out to her parents' place here in the state. And
this is very drawn out. I thought she went last week.
No, I wasn't. Yeah. Well, I got the news last week that's going to happen. Okay. We're sort of waiting for
So how'd you spend the weekend? Was it romantic? Were you again together? Were you getting it on?
No, Liz went to the supermarket. She hangs out there quite a bit and got some shopping and then she cooked up about six meals.
What, put them in the fridge?
For you?
Yeah.
You are pathetic.
What's wrong with you?
And the kids.
It's Dangerous Dave for you.
Is your wife like HelloFresh? Delivery service?
So what does she do? Does she leave it, like wrap it up and put instructions? Put heat up for 30 minutes?
All that. Because I'm doing these hours, so I don't get home till after.
I get home and I cook.
I have to go to work for 2 hours a day.
Jeez.
I have to play six songs.
Come and look in my kitchen.
If I don't push the right button, choir boys don't go into action. What is wrong
with
you?
It's very high pressured what I do, and I need lots of concentration.
So when you come home, you're a mess? Is that what you're saying?
I am. So the kids are going to have to help out. Like, they're both at high school now. So I said, you're going to pull your finger out and help Dad out here.
All hands on deck, man. Dangerous Days. Now, can you behave yourself?
What do you mean?
You're the luckiest girl in the world today.
Why?
Because you're going to be sandwiched between two of the greatest matinee idols country's produced. Me and Eric Banner. Do you know
seriously,
what?
Are you comparing yourself to Eric Banner?
Honestly, if you had to choose. If you had to.
Oh, my God. It's so difficult, honestly, Nick.
We're like separated at birth.
Honestly, it's a line ball.
Peas in a pot, I think, is the phrase you're looking for.
What can I say, mate? Get a grip.
But you settled
down. Have you made Hollywood movies? Have you been a leading matinee idol?
I have chosen.
I don't think you've ever been asked. That's the point.
You've both been on Kath and Kim.
I've chosen a different path.
Eric's been on Kath and Kim.
Yeah, well, what did he play? I bet my character.
You can ask him.
I was Gary Poole from Gary Poole's.
Well, you're an integral part of that series.
Did he do any nude kimono work? I bet he didn't.
I don't know, but I'll tell you, in Dirty John, this show he does, there's a little bit of
What's it about?
It's about a terrible online dating guy who turns out to be
so it's like a doco. It's like a doco for him.
We can ask him about that.
Well, that all sounds bloody good.
It does indeed. How was your weekend? All right? Good?
I don't know. Leading question sounds like you know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
No,
I'm always
I've
curious.
I've been in a witness protection scheme all weekend.
Have you?
Been blowing very low.
When you speak like that,
everything to blow over.
Your body actually crouches down low.
Yeah.
like to actually make it seem more yourself. Real. You
kind no, of, no, it's all good.
All so. Good? Okay.
Well, if I asked Eric, he'd get me a role in a big Hollywood blockbuster.
Is that how you think it works?
Yes, I do.
Do you think Brad Pitt just goes up to his Eric? Mates and goes, oh, hang on, I'll just go and talk to Steven Spielberg. I'll get
your
role,
knows,
mate.
He knows Brad Pitt.
He knows Brad.
They did a picture together.
Der Fred.
They did Cleopatra. Was it Cleopatra?
Oh, my God.
Skirt movie. It was a skirt
Troy,
movie.
Troy, I think it was.
Troy, oh,
okay.
To you.
Thanks, Mr. Movies.
Did you call it a skirt movie?
Yeah.
I'm writing these down. I'm going to dob on you.
Maybe you could get me a movie with Brad Pitt. What about that? Me and Brad Pitt play.
What would you play? You
two
know
twins separated at birth.
No, I'll tell you what you'd be. You'd be Gangster 3 and you'd be shot early.
All right, you made your point. Hey, let's go to our first
song.
And when we come back,
I call bullshit.
You I bet. Love it, Jane.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Now it's time for
I Call Bullshit.
Yes, you're going to have a wade through the women's mags. Are we doing a breakfast show tomorrow?
We are going on the Today Show tomorrow, thanks to you. For you to apologise to Georgie and Deborah.
Oh, Georgie and
Because you're
Deborah.
Very rude about them. I've heard that the ratings are picking up.
What should I say on the show? I mean, it doesn't matter. No one's watching.
What do you mean?
What should I
do? Don't ask me. You're a grown-up. You know what to say.
Are you going in?
Just be polite.
Are you going in?
We're going in. I'm going in to be a supportive person
I'm a 50-50 chance.
Well, if that happens.
If I'm not there, start without me.
That's rubbish. I'm not going to do that.
That's the way I roll, Dave.
Well, you've got to turn
well, that's
up.
Irresponsible.
Yeah, but I can't turn it on and off like a tap.
Oh. Yes, you can.
If I feel it, I'll do it. If I don't. Hey, no sayonara, muchacho.
No wonder you got sacked from Channel 9.
Whoa. Hey.
Twice.
Oh, so it's going to be.
Twice.
What am I walking into here?
Well, I hope it's
what
a barrage of abuse.
What am I walking into here? You're going to take their side, are you?
Of course I am.
It's Jane's audition tomorrow.
Hey, she started
it. It's not my audition.
She's the one who's relentlessly pursued the hosting position.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
What time are we on?
8:40,
too
I
early.
Believe.
Too early.
It's towards
I
the end
swear,
of the show.
I if you do not turn up, you will live to regret it. Trust me.
Is he threatening me now?
Yes, I am. Clear as a bell.
All right, what have you got there?
Monday is the magazine's day. Now, I don't
buy
them.
You come in and they're on your desk,
yes.
Fanned out. Like, desk looks like a doctor's waiting room.
No, do you know what it is? It's like if I was a drug addict and there was just a bit of crack on the bench.
I call bullshit.
Going on.
Because
so you just hoover them up.
I do, and then I'm done in about literally 30 seconds.
Now, you suggest.
Do you want to hear the way I read them, or you want to get a taste of my world of how I do it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. First one.
Seriously, though, but are you suggesting that there's lies in here? Are you suggesting that not all these
I am suggesting
stories have been fact-checked?
I call bullshit.
On this.
Women's Day?
Yeah.
Women's Day.
World exclusive. Oh, my God. Oh. It's written in red, it must be serious. Mm,
yeah.
It's got a picture of Meghan and Harry.
Oh, yeah.
It's over.
Already?
I call bullshit.
How are they first with the news?
You know what?
And what is it?
Insiders say.
Are they quoted?
No.
Oh.
Hang on.
Friends of theirs have said Harry is trapped in a loveless marriage just like his mum.
That's horrible.
You know what I can't believe? She's still dragged into this.
Yeah.
She's been dead.
It's so they can put a picture of her in
there.
She's
got a picture of
Princess Di in it.
You killed your own meal ticket.
Yep.
You chased her into a tunnel and killed her.
Isn't this terrible, though? You know how they're saying how they can tell? Harry's not as jovial with the photographers as he used to be.
Oh, that'll be it.
And sometimes he's got a bit of a faraway look in his eye. He looks a bit distracted.
Is he still the insider?
Is
he still? This Prince Philip. I reckon it's Prince Philip. He's ringing out the women's mags.
The secret insider. So,
okay, so you're saying that's bullshit?
I am. I'm sorry.
What else?
That.
I mean, I'm surprised that the women's mags would on Monday serve up that.
Well, I know our girlfriend, Fifi Box, again, has to go through this trauma of being involved.
What
it
is
says, it? Fifi's baby donor revealed. It's Grant again.
Oh.
I call bullshit.
She said it's not.
I'm not even sure it was Grant the first time. I really aren't.
You've
I don't
against
know if that guy.
We know it is. It is Grant.
Speedos have been too
you've
tight.
Got something,
for the last
you've got
20
it in for Grant. You
well,
leave him alone.
Well, he stole my job. I was supposed to organise Carl hair plugs. Stefanovic.
He will never come on this show again. Don't you say
I'm
that
just
again.
Just repeating what I've heard.
No, you do not.
Can
give
I ask
him
on the Today Show? Can I ask tomorrow
do
on the Today
it.
Show about
well,
Carl's
I dare
hair
you.
Plugs?
Well, I dare you. You know what'll happen? They'll pull the plug out. They'll pull the green screen
pull
away.
What, Carl's hair plugs out.
Oh my God!
Can't wait to watch this.
Oh my God! This is going to be a car crash.
So
okay, so I'm going on. Next minute.
Who
so
knows
the same-
who's Fifi's
got an anonymous donor.
Is.
Anonymous. She
give us a call.
Can I just say what then? The next thing you look at New Idea, they've got a picture of Dr. Chris Brown and Fifi.
What?
And it says baby surprise.
I call bullshit. Yeah,
baby surprise for Dr. Chris Brown. He's never been in the same
room. In Africa. But then you open up and you find out that it's actually a story about Fifi having a baby and Dr. Chris Brown apparently having a baby with his apparent fiancée.
Maybe Chris Brown could deliver it.
He could. He does that well. He's just delivered an elephant's baby.
Oh, Jane, what are you saying? What is
I'm not saying.
You? Sometimes really? I worry about you.
I'm saying he's put
That's
his arm.
Apologize. Apologize now.
Wow, well,
I'm
done.
Really upset.
What
that.
Do you mean?
No.
Oh, why?
Fifi listens.
Oh, is
apologize,
if.
Fifi. I'm
calling
Jane,
Fifi an elephant?
Who's clearly.
Stop it. I'm saying, I just like
are
to.
Are we on delay? There's no really chance you can delay.
I can't.
That.
Too late. We're
alive.
It's gone
really?
To
I know, Fifi. Trust me.
Oh,
she'll
well,
know.
I'm you did.
I wasn't even referencing that.
No, Fifi.
I was saying.
Jane speaks for herself and not the show. I just want to say that. Shut off the mat. And I.
No.
Hope it's a
that's not fair. Can we go to break? I've got to call Fifi.
Oh. So the segment's over.
Hey, they love Chris Brown, don't they? All of a sudden, he's a big favourite.
Oh, yes.
He's up there.
He is a big favourite. I do want to say one thing about Fifi. Can we stop photographing her daughter? Please stop
okay.
photographing her at school.
Sure. I'm into that too.
Stop doing
kids,
that.
Kids, no
okay.
go.
Yep. No goes on.
Whoever's they are.
That's fine. Anyway, when I come back, I'm going to talk about something that's happening on Married at First Sight and marriage counselling because we're going to open up the lines.
Oh, we are.
We are Let's going to be it. Your marriage counsellors.
All right, done.
Believe it or not.
That's up next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's all happening at the moment on Married at First Sight.
Sure
they're living
is.
Together as couples now.
Are they?
And they're having
are they with the original
couple
couples? What happened? Or did they do a bit of switcheroo?
No, there's no switcheroo at the moment.
But it's going to come.
Probably. But one of the girls has done the runner. Lizzie's gone. We don't know where she is. She was with Sam and that didn't work out.
Didn't he do a runner?
He's after Inez and Inez is after him. You know, it's
Good
all a bit sus.
Mm.
It's terrible. There's another couple where she's discovered that he's wearing a toupee. Wouldn't you find that out when you just are in bed with someone on day not one?
Carl Stefanovic's wife finding out that Carl.
She used to say this girl on Married at First Sight, I didn't understand why his hair didn't move. And I said, you just need to calm down on the hair gel, mate. That's what I thought that was about. Turns out it's a bit more than glue going on.
The old hair hat.
Hair hat.
What about downstairs? It's not all his original.
I haven't got to that.
He's got a merkin. Wearing a merkin.
I don't know.
Is it a merkin?
Yeah.
It's a great word.
I'm not sure you can keep saying that between 4 and 5.
Oh, it's a thing.
What do you think? Kids know what
it's
a merkin
not a
is?
Thing anymore.
It's a children's I character. Urkel the merkin. Go and look it up. Read all the books.
There's one other thing I just wanted to quickly say about Married at First Sight, the virgin and the lesbian.
How are they going?
They're done.
Oh, they're done?
What? Yeah, they're
Can't
done.
Can't believe it.
Yeah,
I thought that was rock solid.
Mm. Well, the fair indication was that it was over when she came back to the apartment and all his bags were gone. He'd even cleaned out his food from the fridge.
Oh.
Isn't that terrible?
She's got scared.
She said he took the food that he'd bought from our fridge.
Oh. Jeez, that's making a point.
It is.
That was doomed, and I blame the marriage experts.
I had a friend of mine. I was living with a friend of mine, a comedian, and he broke up with his girlfriend, and he was standing on the balcony going, "You'll be back! You'll be back!" As she loaded all her stuff into the car, and she's loading golf clubs into the back. He goes, "You'll be back!" Actually, I wouldn't be that confident. He goes, "You know, I've got her putter."
She won't be back.
Yeah, well.
No, she let him keep the putter. So the marriage guidance people on Married at First Sight have a lot to answer for because spectacularly,
they're hopeless, aren't they?
I don't think anyone's going to work out on this show.
Where
surprise,
did you
surprise.
Stand on the – because I didn't see it, but I heard like with that woman who came out and told off the guy for calling the C word because she got pulverised on.
She did. That was because –
Was she wrong or not?
She was wrong because that guy – I mean, enough's enough. That girl was a first class –
behaving like an idiot. And he –
And she calls him out on it. God, I thought he was easy
like
on it.
Steady on.
No.
Could I? Are we talking marriage therapy?
We are.
Okay, listen to this. I was reading the Huffington Post over the weekend, and there was an article.
Just a snapshot into your life.
Yeah. Written about marriage therapists and stuff they've heard during their therapy sessions.
Really?
So this caught my attention, and wow. That is, if I wasn't doing this job, I would put my hand up for this, knowing I'm totally underqualified, of course.
To be a marriage therapist.
A marriage therapist. Okay. Because they get front row seats the actual category five.
So what kind of things are people saying?
Well, so they'll get the husband and the wife were in the room, things like, okay, just here's a snapshot. I cheated on you because you deserved it.
Fair enough.
There's a conversation starter for you.
Wow.
You would have heard that at some stage.
Oh, my.
I spent thousands of dollars on strippers.
You would have heard that at some stage.
Whatever. I was better off before I met you.
Well.
Well, now that's got some mustard on it. Has that got a... Dave, if your wife turned to you and said, I was better off before I met you.
Probably
I'm guessing you're into therapy, that things aren't going to go. You're not going to go there telling good stories about each other, are you?
I've been having a conversation with a married woman on Ashley Madison, and I think I want to meet her in person. There's a conversation starter.
Yes.
Is that still going, Ashley Madison? I wonder if it is.
Oh, geez, I hope so.
I'll tell you what.
I hope so. Gee, it was fun with watching everyone squirm.
That was great.
With the Ashley Madison leak.
Do you know we've already had people calling
I married you out of pity.
Wow. You're going to hear that one day.
Aw.
Hey, do you
as
really
think... As long as it's the pity of a supermodel, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, they're so sympathetic. Do you think we would be good marriage counsellors? I think
we would.
Yes.
You? Yes, I think I would. Let's give it a go, shall we?
Kennedy Malloy are marriage counsellors.
133353. Give us a call. If you've got any issues in your marriage, let us know and we'll see if we can help you out. I think this would be a great service for us to provide for our listeners.
I do too. We've already had some in
fire
via
away.
Twitter.
Fire away.
And Instagram, Facebook comments. Beverino says, the way she chews gum, chomp, chomp, chomp.
That's a deal breaker.
Well, not really.
They get all chompy.
Really? Is it a problem when you chew gum?
I think women should be more ladylike.
Really? Is it a real
problem?
Don't
ask them to go to finishing school. Well, you do. I mean, it's appalling. Remember, what Dave, do you remember the day on this show? Yeah. Have a listen and listen to Jane Kennedy chewing gum into the microphone.
I've got the audio. Here it is.
It's a sofa downstairs and it's a sofa upstairs.
Wow.
Hey.
Sounds terrible.
Sure. Come on, IKEA.
No.
Jane. Get a sense of how annoying that is?
Yeah, Beverine, I'm with you. That's terrible. Nick Jolly says, why does your mother have to come over so often? Well, what would we say to that? I would say because she's probably cooking all your meals and you should be happy she's there.
Well, I would say that.
And apart from the fact that your mother does everything for you and cleans your house.
Well, she's dropping off the pace a little bit. I tell you what, let's give this a go on our return. 133353, give us a call. We're up for this. You tell us your problems and we will sort it.
It's Mick and Jane's Marriage Therapy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Kennedy Malloy are marriage counsellors.
Yes, 133353 if you'd like to talk to our counsellors, Jane and Mick.
We were going through some of the quotes, some of the things they've heard in marriage counselling sessions and it gets pretty ripe.
It does.
The gloves are off, it's fair to say. And can I give you a little bit of a general advice?
Yeah.
If two of your good friends break up, be careful, guys, before you wade in and say, good, she was always
a
thoroughbred
that.
Bitch.
Never,
what
never.
A mole. And then 6 months later, they're back together again. And you, sayonara.
I've learned that
Always hold your fire.
Hold your fire.
Hold your fire.
Until they've remarried someone else.
Rookie mistake. It's a rookie mistake.
Wait for
marriage. It's a rookie mistake. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
Let's go to Paul. Hello, Paul. You're on the line with your counsellors, Mick and
Hello,
Jane.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
Paul, what is it, mate?
Well, been married almost 12 years. Mm. I've got three kids under the age of 12. And not a lot of mum and dad time, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, sure. All right.
Okay, so you're suggesting, Paul, can I do it in a voice like the Married at First Sight?
Sure.
So, Paul, what you're suggesting is that you're not getting enough physical time together.
I would say not enough.
Is that correct?
Between the old...
Well, my wife's extreme, like most women with three children under the age of 12, we're both pretty busy with work.
That's just another excuse for women, by the way.
What is?
Many of those, I've told too many kids. Oh, they've got a million ones to get out of.
That's not true. Women are not like that. Paul.
I like to generalise, and I say they are.
You just want to get away, do you? You just got to have time off.
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you give her something for Valentine's Day, like a weekend away? So it's all your fault, clearly.
Sure, you need a dirty weekend. And can I suggest...
That's what I'm saying.
This is a great place for a dirty weekend, especially if you're cheating. I'd say Tassie.
Yeah, you pick on that.
Because Tassie, you're kind of off Broadway. He can do it on another island. He can do it in a weekend.
Yeah.
You're pretty much off Broadway. Mm. It's like a witness protection scheme.
Exactly. You got chances parents in law?
Anyone you know.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Carve it up. It's got plenty of natural.
Okay, go book your trip to Tassie.
Tassie and get on
Sounds good.
Feel better?
All right.
Yep.
Great.
Thank you. That'll be $500. Anyway, let's go to John.
John.
What's up, John?
Well, my wife doesn't give a stuff about any of our possessions, but anybody else's, it's treated like gold.
What are you talking about?
You
what kind of things?
Oh, well, she just bought a brand new pair of runners that were about $250.
Yeah.
Wore them twice and then left them in the park when she got changed. And in another city, and then drove home and went, oh, I haven't got me runners. Oh, it doesn't matter.
John, that's...
I thought I was equipped to deal with this. I just all of a sudden I feel like I'm out of my depth.
Me too.
So what would you like to say to her, John? What would you like to do?
Look after our stuff as well.
Do you think she should go back and get the runners, John?
She did, but some bugger nicked off with them.
Oh. Okay, now did she go straight out and buy another pair of runners?
No. She'll just wait a little while till I supposedly forget, and then another new pair will appear.
Is there any way she can make this up to you, John? Or
that goes back to the previous caller, I think.
Hey, John, could we make it up to you?
Oh, definitely.
Wow, all right. John, you've just scored yourself the Ego 56-volt outdoor power equipment, the trimmer and bush cutters kit.
Oh, you champions. Thank you very much.
EgoPowerPlus.com.au.
Dave can highly recommend this because he stole one out of the prize cupboard.
As an owner of one, you're going to love it, John.
And, John, don't let your wife use it or she'll lose it.
Yeah. No, that's right. I'll hide this lot.
Good on you. Thanks, John.
Good on you, John.
We got time for another call.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go to Danita.
Hi.
Yeah, what's going on? How long have you been married for?
20 years.
Yep.
And in the 20 years that we've been married, my husband has never, ever held my hand in public.
Oh. And do you want him to?
I would love him to. Just, you know, whenever we're just going for a little stroll somewhere, never a handhold. Ah. And the reason is he reckons that he looks like I'm his carer.
Well, that's not a bad suggestion.
Well, you know, I mean, nowadays maybe I look like his carer.
Look,
but, you know,
I must say, it does look... My mum and dad hold hands all the time, walking everywhere.
Are you a hand holder?
No, not really.
Do you show any public displays of affection?
No, don't be stupid.
Why is that so stupid, Jane?
Because
you're a fine young lady.
Things go on behind closed doors you don't need to know about.
Like what?
None of your business. I don't need to do it in public.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Displays of affection bother me.
Are you embarrassed about your partner or are you...
Am I embarrassed? A little.
Dave,
yes.
Do you hold hands in public?
I always hold hands.
Really?
Love it, yeah.
Oh, that's so
still
cute.
To this day, I still hold hands.
I saw you give you one a love bite, I think, once in public. Was that...
that's not me.
Was that you? Wasn't you?
No, that's interesting.
Definitely that's saw ridiculous. It.
Hey, look, thank you, Danita. I don't know how
you... Was that of any value to anyone?
No. Danita, sorry, we didn't give you any advice, did we?
Most of the advice was going to people who've been married for over 10 years. Get divorced, I think.
Just force it upon him. See how that goes.
Does Danita get anything? Are you giving her a prize?
Yeah, you've got a prize pack coming your way, Danita. So
good on you.
We'll be in touch with your prize.
Get a cuddle from you.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, well done.
Hey, I thought that was successful. Don't you think we're good marriage counsellors?
No, I thought that was a waste of time for everyone concerned.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Watching 60 Minutes last night, surprised to learn that Sesame Street had turned 50.
Oh, my goodness.
Really? Hasn't that been a great... And it's a great kids show, right? It's around forever.
It was.
And I remember it. Do you remember it clearly?
100%.
I remember clearly from my childhood, and it used to be a religious part of my day at a certain age in my life to check in with all those characters. And it's a good show. It's got a good heart. It's got a good conscience. It was the first show to have...
it was inclusive casting, wasn't it?
In its cast and even in its
And you didn't
characters.
Even blink in those days either, did you?
And occasionally a new character would turn up and go, who's the Snuffleupagus? What's his story? Fantastic. I heard a great quote from one of the creators the other day who was saying, they go, Ernie and Bert, he goes, are they gay? Because they go, can you ask these questions? And he goes, yes, they are, if you want them to be. And I go, it is actually, like whatever you think, Ernie and Bert, go for it.
I love
the
when
Cookie
they,
Monster's changed. The cookie's now the sometimes Cookie Monster.
Really?
That's one of the big changes.
Why?
Cause, well, because kids shouldn't be taught to
smash cookies.
So in our day,
for obesity reasons. Oh my God, that's gone.
So he's now the sometimes Cookie Monster.
Well, look what our
show Oscar the Grouch. Like the Grouch, a nasty little thing in a tin can, having a.
Can't be that nasty anymore.
No, can't. I don't think so.
I remember that eight coconut cream pies. You know, when
the clumsy chef.
Yeah, the clumsy.
The clumsy chef. And
what about the typewriter guy? B.
No, you
don't remember that.
They were.
Don't remember that.
No, that was when you were hallucinating.
Boop, boop.
Yes.
It was a good show. It was good fun. It's been around 50 years. I said, it's seen us all out. Did you have a favourite?
Oh, I did, absolutely. And it was HR Puffin Stuff.
Oh,
well, I agree with you on that.
Push your bend when things get rough. HR Puffin Stuff. Can't do a little because you can't do enough.
Wishy Poo.
And Jimmy, where's Jimmy?
The flute.
Oh, I don't know. And that was a boy out of Oliver, wasn't it?
That's a kid out of Oliver.
Yes.
So made by Sid and Marty Croft, who went on also to make Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Yes.
And the Banana Splits, so which was my favourite. Do we have the...
Oh, yeah.
Great. Come on. And they're in June buggies.
They were crazy.
Can we play a bit of this? Because my boys But my boys, so, and remember
have
this.
Have you just shown them this stuff?
My boys, so I thought, I'm just to see if kids today, because all their shows are kind of computer animated or made with products that are marketed.
They've all got a dumb message.
I'm just going to see if how much has changed.
Yeah.
Put them in front of the computer and put on the Banana Splits. They went cocoa bananas.
Really? They really enjoyed it?
They went nuts. Then they found themselves, went on to find Sigmund the Sea Monster.
Oh, that's a big...
And HR Puff and stuff. And those three...
Well, all Hal Sid and Marty Croft. I was just looking them up in Wikipedia. A couple of Canadian brothers who are still alive. One's 89, one's 81. That's amazing. They finally got an award, too, for all the shows
Very good. Do you remember Dougal's Playground?
No.
Had Zebedee Springs in it.
Zebedee Springs rings a bell. Was that a boys' show?
No, I think it was an English one.
What about Romper Room?
Romper Room.
I can see, looking through the mirror, I see
You
Dave,
wanted your name to be
and
announced.
And I can see Michael.
I see dead people.
Humphrey.
Humphrey.
Yeah.
Bows and Pants.
Bozo the Clown. Do you know, I went for my birthday party when I was 5. I took some friends to the studio audience of Bozo the Clown. Oh. And they used to have a mirror that go around. They picked the princess for the day. I thought, I've got this in the bag. They didn't. They picked Anna King. And I burst into tears because it wasn't me.
And you know what? Good to see you've let it go. Anna King, you are mine. B1 and B2, I don't really. Bananas in Pyjamas.
They were not for me.
Do you remember the Late Show? We wrote a sketch. It was set in a morgue, and I wanted in the background while we're talking. I just wanted someone to walk in and open a morgue drawer, and it was B1 identifying B2.
And
wrote to the producers and outlawed the claim. And he goes, "Are you seriously? I'm reporting this letter."
They were horrified. Hey, we've got some really good calls through. Yeah, let's go to Colin.
Yes, please.
One of my greatest memories, Colin. Tell us who it is.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Bill and Ben the Flower Puppy.
Bill and Ben.
Well, now, why did no one ever ask if they were gay?
They never did.
Bert and Ernie have been asked to come out forever.
Hey, let's try Siv. Which one did you love and remember?
Well, I've got to say that you can't go past Scooby-Doo or the Flintstones.
Yeah, I agree.
can't go past it. Sesame Street's up there for me too, by the way. I'm so obsessed with that show that I've got the reruns.
Really?
I can hear the replays now of the Golden Cabbage of Snuffertini for the 80,000th time.
Thank you, Siv.
We found a serious play. Give him a prize, Dave.
Yeah, Kennedy Malloy prize pack for you there, Siv. Good on you, buddy.
Rusty, how are you going?
Oh, distraught now. You bring back memories, bad memories.
Why? What are you talking about?
romper room. Watched it all those years and never called my name out.
Oh, she never said, I can see Rusty.
I can see Rusty.
Never. I'll tell you what I would have done with that fella with the pencil nose.
Mr. Squiggle.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey.
We can see you. Yeah. I want you to know.
We love you and see you, Rusty.
I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to keep doing this. Our phones are blowing up. We've got some more. 133353.
Hold on in there, everyone.
Yeah, best kid shows ever. Give us a ring.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
TV shows when you were kids.
Yes.
133353 to get involved.
We can't wait. There's a Sesame Street's turned 50. It got us thinking about our favourite children's shows. Some of them are still on. The ones that got us through where you are. Well, let's go to the caller, shall we?
All right. So we've got Dean on the line. Dean. Hi, Dean.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, good.
Good, mate.
Did you want to clarify something about this particular show?
The Magic Dougal and Zebedee were on the Magic Roundabout.
Oh, the Magic Roundabout. I said Dougal's Playground.
Okay.
And Dougal was
what
in
was Dougal?
Dougal was a shaggy dog.
He was a shaggy dog, yeah.
Yeah. And Zebedee was a boingy thing that boinged all over the place.
Right, let it go, Dean.
And then it was like, boing, went Zebedee.
Let it go, Dean. Let it go. But that's nice memories.
Have another chuff, Dean.
Hey, hello, Glenn.
Good afternoon.
Glenn, what did you grow up with after school?
Where do I stop? The kids are today just going to play Fortnite. I kept reminiscing about the days of Shell's Neighbourhood.
Stop you there. I have played the kangaroo. What's the kangaroo?
Norm the kangaroo.
I played it on a miniseries, on the Molly Meldrum miniseries.
Yes, but that was... To
great acclaim, and then nearly got sued by the original actor.
Oh, no kidding.
Hang on, Dave. To great acclaim, you dressed up in a kangaroo suit.
When Eric Banner gets in, we'll ask him what his greatest dramatic role was. But when I wore the...
Kangaroo suit.
You dressed up as Norm the kangaroo and you're saying that's
kangaroo.
Your best.
Right.
So you took the role on.
You know what I did? I went down the zoo and watched the kangaroos.
Glenn?
For ages.
You used to love that character, and I think Mick stuffed it up. Never mind. And what other show did you want to mention, Glenn?
Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
We got that.
Bang.
Oh, yeah.
Was it Woodrow?
It was. The dog.
And Jonathan Coleman.
Friend of the show.
Friend of our show. Good to hear that. Let's go to Mitch. Hello, Mitch.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Good, thanks. What show do you... Oh, sorry, Mitch, for interrupting.
No, you're all right. First of all, love the show. Regular listener.
Good on you, Mitch.
Good to hear. Thank you, Mitch. What show did you love?
My show, born in 1990, I used to come home and watch Noddy, the man with the red and yellow car.
Why did you do that?
I know Noddy. It was Noddy up.
You don't know about Noddy.
Noddy, the man with the red and yellow car. Noddy.
Slipped through the cracks, Noddy.
Noddy. Did he
crash the car?
Noddy went all PC, didn't it? Because wasn't there like a creepy Father Christmassy looking character?
He was extremely
Noddy went
creepy.
PC.
Yeah, Noddy had to go PC. You know what I'm talking about, Mitch, don't
I
you?
Do, absolutely.
It was very big in our house for a while. Thomas the Tank Engine for my boys.
Oh, huge in mine as well.
Very, very big.
Let's try Diggo. G'day, Diggo.
How you going?
Yeah, listen, good.
You guys might remember this show. It was about two spacemen that landed back in time, and it was called It's About Time, and there was two actors in particular, Shad and Gronk. Do you remember that?
I do. I can sing the theme. It's about time. It's about space.
That's it.
You know it? Yeah, thanks, Diggo.
And I'll tell you what, they were so great. And Mick, you might remember this other show, Shame of the Jungle. But I'll leave it at that.
I remember George of the Jungle.
I remember George too.
Very, very good. What about the kids today?
Thanks,
can I play it? In the Night Garden was big with my boys. Can you? Have you got the theme there?
The night is black.
How's
and
this?
The
stars psychedelic. Are
bright,
this takes me to a dark place.
Dark
I hear this and I go, I start gripping the arms of the chair really tight.
But someone I know is safe.
No,
and
they're
snug.
Tripping.
Mate,
they love
Who wrote that?
They're drifting off to sleep. Round and round. A little boat, no bigger than your hand.
Calm down, you freak.
Out on the ocean.
Who speaks that slowly?
I know what he's doing. All right, enough.
Parents don't speak that slow to children.
Last call. We've got time for
All right. We go to... Let's go to Phil, actually.
No.
Hello, Phil.
How you going?
Yeah. What do you got up your sleeve, Phil? One of a show that you used to love.
It was called Lancelot, Link and the Secret Chimp.
Oh, yes. Here we go.
Was it actual chimps?
Jim out of hurry.
Yes.
Lancelot Link, secret chimp.
Oh,
Lancelot Link. Come in, Link.
That's Lancelot Link.
That's Lancelot Link.
This is Lancelot Link checking in.
That's enough. Now, Dave, Phil, you know what? I used to love that show, but now I realise how cruel it was. It was literally dressing up.
They were all drug
caged,
they were drunk.
Drug chimpanzees.
You like dressing up chimpanzees, though. You like the chimpanzee that smokes the cigar.
I don't
you
like do, dressing Jane. Them up. Yeah, I don't like dressing
you'd
any
have one
animal
if you could.
Up. I wouldn't. I'd go to Africa and live with them, but I wouldn't have it in my own house.
And a lot of calls for high five.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly yes. from horny dads. the original high five.
The
hey,
original.
Can you smarten it up, clean up the studio? We've got a proper bona fide movie star coming
well, you
in
just,
next.
You behave yourself, yeah. please.
Well, you're like this woman, like two dead set himbos. You'll be in a himbo sandwich with two very raw
somehow that's not
come
going
on.
To
we're, talk, we're talking about Dirty John, his new series on Netflix. He's coming in next. It's Eric Banner.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And this one is going to go Coco Bananas. Mark my words, the national anthem. Should it be changed? Should
yes.
we sing it?
Yes.
Have you got something else in mind? Give us a call, 133353.
You've got a sports report coming up.
Winks, 30 wins in a row. Is it time Winks took up smoking? is that going to level the playing field? What do we do? We'll talk about that and much, much more.
All right.
We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, yeah. but let's start at the top with this bloke.
In The Castle, Eric Banner's first film role, he was excited about his flight home from Thailand.
They had these masks, which you put over your eyes when you're sleeping so you can't see anything. Right?
Yeah, and they were complimentary.
Yeah, they were for free.
Did they show a film?
Twister. We saw Twister. Oh.
A few decades later, and with an extremely long list of critically acclaimed and popular Hollywood hits under his belt, it's nice to know things haven't changed too much for him.
Isn't it awful in business class when you really can't stretch
first
out?
First class. First class.
Are you all first?
First. Are you awful all first? In first class.
Are you 100% first?
Awful in first really? Class.
Eric's latest project on Netflix is based on the wildly successful true crime podcast, Dirty John.
Threats, harassment, intimidation.
They all say that it's you.
What kind of a person does that?
Whatever happens between us, remember, I love you.
So please welcome the man who single-handedly ruined Tinder for most of the office, Eric Banner.
That's true.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello, Eric.
I'm sorry, man.
But you really have.
Thanks, man.
And women. And
I'm women.
A lot of getting a lot of messages from ladies saying they've stopped dating, and I'm sorry.
Well, get back out there, people.
Get back
Come
out.
On.
Get on the boat.
You're bigger than this.
Take you a punt. Are. What's the worst that can happen?
But what about the old-fashioned way of meeting someone, like in a bar? Although, who's to say they weren't a serial killer as well if you just meet someone in a bar?
Well, yeah, I got mates saying you've really stuffed it up for us because now it's like if you're really good in the first month, they're more suspicious.
Correct.
Okay.
Well, all right. Well, let's
work
start.
It out amongst
let's
yourselves.
Start with talking about Dirty John, which is it's out on Netflix. I've slammed it over the weekend. I've watched the whole.
She has
Eric binged. Was laughing when he goes,
Whitney's
"How many
binged.
Episodes have you seen? Are you serious, man? I've seen them all."
and a little rattled, I have to say. You came in. And,
I was rattled because, first of all, Eric, you in this role, John is sort of a, let's just say you're a hot chopper. That's how I would describe you. As of course, you've played.
He's not as funny as Chopper.
He's not as funny as Chopper, but, you know, your character's pretty hot and
smooth.
And the cracks don't start to show. He hooks up with this attractive woman who's been married quite a few times before and has two adult children. And he says he's a doctor.
Looking for a bit of fun.
Yeah, well, there is. Everything seems to be going fine. And I'm not going to give away what happens, but let's just say Dirty John is a very apt title for what the debauched behaviour that
and that's only the half of it, Jane. We edited heavily. Like,
oh, did you really?
So much real stuff about. It's a true story, obviously, for those who don't know.
Yes, it was a famous podcast.
Tell us the history. It was a podcast.
This is
true crime.
It's quite recent.
And it's real.
It's really recent. It's like 2016.
Okay.
You know, so, but he's once we started sniffing around and uncovering the facts, most of it which we just couldn't put in the show.
You're kidding.
It was just too much.
Right. So
too much.
I'm not going to tell what happens in the end because you must hang around and if you don't know the podcast, but it's quite spectacular.
You've toned it down, but I'm guessing it's not a rom com.
We didn't tone it down too much. It was just some details that we just had to for the.
Why is this genre so incredible now, especially with women? Mm. Like women have just love the true crime genre. Yeah. And I read an article recently. I'm just borrowing someone's quote, but I heard this said because women are usually the victims of crime, so they spend so much time trying to work out where the trouble's going to start.
That's right. What should I look out for?
And who does it?
Community service. Yeah. No, but there has been a really amazing response from a lot of people who have responded like that and are looking out for themselves a bit more or looking out for their friends a bit more. And so you know, the ironies. And that's why Deborah Newell, the real
victim, yes,
was happy to share her story because she actually felt like that was the purpose.
And also one of the lessons is perhaps don't marry someone you meet online in 2 months.
So you're one of the best. Vegas. You're very good. You're one of the best film actors in the world at the moment. You can do comedy, you can do charming, but you can do psychopath-like like no one. Are they hand in hand? Is charming and psychopath?
No, they just seem to be hand in hand with me somehow. I don't know.
You know what would be great if in real life you turned out to be a bad man? Like if someone went around, dug up your floorboards and found, it'd be great promotion for the film. And it'd give me great relief. Oh. Yes, I knew there was something
there
wrong with him.
Hey, when we come back, like we're going to go to a song, then we'll come back. Will you stick around?
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
sure.
Right. We've got plenty to talk about.
Yeah. Dirty John is out now on Netflix. Eric Banner is our special guest. More with Eric after this.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Special guest in studio, Eric Banner.
That's right. Dirty John out on Netflix now. New series. It's off the chain. Mm. Get involved. It's amazing how life works out, isn't it, Eric? Like, we both have known you for a while. And I remember we used to do a bit of stand-up on the same tour.
Yep.
And it's like sliding doors. Like, you chose the Hollywood matinee idol route and I didn't.
Yeah, yeah.
I chose.
Are you saying that like it was an option for you? Sorry, pardon me.
I chose a different route.
Yeah,
but it could have easily been the other way.
Still today, like there are doors that we're bumping into.
We worked together. What did we? I tell you, we worked on the same show. Kath and Kim. We've both been on Kath and Kim. Yes. Did you play yourself or were you someone else?
Do you know what? I think I was on it for about 30 seconds. And
I'm trying to remember what role you had.
I just remember being on a railway station somewhere. And that's all my mind will take in.
Mick had quite a significant role, I think he's trying to say.
Oh, it was Gary Poole from Gary Poole's Pools.
Yeah. Well, I was more in depth. I was more just a flash in the pan.
With this Netflix series, we were just talking, we've made so many films recently. It's difficult now. The movie industry and people going to get films. You have no idea how many people are going to stop you about this on Netflix because it's in UK, it's US, it's all over the world. Yeah. And the reach is so far now with these.
The reach is freaky because most of the films I do, like in the independent space, people don't even see them. Like the last sort of 5 years, I've done some work that it takes people 3 or 4 years to find. Mick?
Yes, I found one.
There was the one you played, the right wing, absolute.
Former military policeman.
Yeah.
That was frightening.
Thanks,
again, when I talk about psychopathic behaviour,
it's called the forgiven.
Would you put that up there as you've pushed on the spectrum? That's as far.
Yeah.
That's as disturbing as it's got, I think.
Yeah, for sure. And we shot that in a maximum security prison in Cape Town, South Africa, a couple of years ago.
Okay. How'd that go?
Talk about just you have your wits about you at work. They said it's all going to be fine. We've got the riot squad 2 floors below. Should anything happen?
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, what, just to hose out the mess afterwards?
Eric, there's something so sexy too about a harsh South African male accent.
Especially in period because it was set around apartheid. So, it was an amazing experience. But getting back to what you're saying, so you go away and do those sort of projects and sometimes they don't even get released
in
Australia.
Which is so unfortunate.
Yeah, and then you get on the streaming services and your phone just goes ballistic. It's like, what are you all doing? Leave me alone. You know, it's like so many people are watching.
Look into that world again. I know that you're probably about to. Are you shooting another film or doing something soon?
Yeah, we're shooting a Australian film called The Drive.
Good on you.
Here in Victoria.
Well, we love it that you're supporting the Australian film industry because we need to have our top notch actors being in our films.
Yeah. Only if it's appropriate, though. You know, like you don't want us just here for the sake of it. You know,
really?
Like, yeah, yeah. Okay. It took me a while to find this one, but
I hear
what you're saying.
Because it is nice, you know.
Can you get me in one?
Listen,
why can't I be in a big Hollywood film?
There's no reason why not.
You've got mates.
What do you like with accents?
I want to be in a film with Brad Pitt. Okay. Can you make that happen?
You've do you want to be?
We know you know Brad Pitt,
but you just want to be you, correct?
Yeah,
that's where it gets.
That's all I can do.
He's pretty one dimensional.
Hey. okay. I can do 10 degrees either side
okay.
of
okay.
He is in a film. He's Mickey. In an upcoming movie called Ride Like a Girl, and he's playing a very shonky horse trainer.
Don't give it away, and don't pigeonhole me. It's far more dimensional than that.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to seeing that, actually.
Well, you might see it, because it's one of those scenes that doesn't affect not be the plot. I have a feeling it could be cut. What are you driving at the moment?
Yeah.
What are you driving? Well, I know you love your muscle cars and you...
I've still got the old Falcon. I don't drive it every day, obviously, but no, that's still kicking.
Is
it? You'll never get rid of that. No.
Do you ever take it to the track? Do you still take it
off the road? No, I just drive that one on the road.
Hey, have you ever been offered a racing car role as a racing car driver?
Not interested.
Oh, you'd be good.
Not interested.
Why? No.
Why?
Because I get to do that stuff, you know, and it's just kind of real. It's kind of like someone saying, do you want to do a... You love traveling. Do you want to do a travel show? It's just it's ruined by cameras. So if I'm going to go out and bush bash and do all that sort of stuff,
you want to do it by yourself.
That's why I don't do porno. Do
Can
I?
A lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. Who needs the cameras? Am I right? Can I say this? And yes. You're a fully fledged matinee idol and a Hollywood star, and you've done so much great work. I still think you're a bit stingy with your comedy roles, because I wonder if are they fully aware of your comic pedigree.
Because you are a genuinely funny, brilliant
comedian, comic actor. Mm. Have you been a bit stingy, do you think?
I've been a bit stingy. They don't know, mostly.
I did with Ricky Gervais. That was a great film.
Special Correspondence,
which was also on Netflix.
And that was so much fun. It was ridiculous. And you do, and then Funny People with Judd Apatow.
Yeah,
and you get a bit of adrenaline rush and you think, oh, I want to do more. To be honest, I don't get sent as many comedies, surprisingly enough. I don't get sent as many comedies as I do psychopaths. so it's a bit of an issue there.
And Chopper, of course, which was a great comic role to me. That's a masterpiece. Hey, mate, thank you for swinging by.
Yeah, we really appreciate it.
And you're a good local lad. You spend a lot of time in Australia, and we're all very proud of you.
You know who does this? Warney does this. You do this. You know, you're big highfalutin stars, but you rock up by yourself, and we appreciate that.
I've got 15 people downstairs.
Okay, then I got you all wrong.
Earpieces and machine guns. And
but thanks, Eric, for
good
coming.
Good on you, thanks, guys. Dirty John, get on it, Netflix. Bang.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Mick Malloy's Sports Wrap.
Time to do a bit of a sports roundup.
Well, I'm pleased.
Congratulations to Winx.
Wow. Oh,
that is 30 consecutive wins in a row.
I couldn't watch because I'm so uptight that she's going to stuff it up.
Bruce McAvaney is in a coma as we speak. He just couldn't. The excitement was too much for him. We got the race. This is a Group 2 in Sydney. Have a listen to the mayor. Get it done again.
At the furlong, Happy Clapper. Clippenden goes for home. But here she comes now, Winx. She just sidles up on the outside, takes the lead and draws away again. Eight shall not bury the champ. Once again, she's haughty and imperious.
Wow. Did he say she's horny?
She's haughty. No.
Oh.
She's haughty.
Did you think that too?
She's haughty and imperious.
That's funny.
Which, is funnily enough, is on your Tinder profile.
I beg your pardon.
It is.
That's Nick exactly, Malloy.
That's
honestly.
Exactly how you
I am drained
yourself.
By you. I am drained. I thought I was so excited about this sports report, and you've been leading up to that moment.
So this, but she wins by 2.5 lengths.
She's a champion.
Do you know how they get? So when your horse wins, you get a picture of it going across the finishing line, and you see how far your horse is in front of other horses. Of all those photos that those winners have in their pool room or wherever they are,
their pool room.
I bet you there's only one horse in it. Because she's she's always 2.5
so
or
far
three.
Ahead.
It's a single shot.
At the moment she passes the post,
I seriously,
there will be races where you go, why is she the only horse in that photo?
Do you know,
in a photo. She has to start taking selfies.
as she crosses
the line.
Do you know, I love that you've mentioned Winx today, because I think now people are a bit, it hasn't been as big in the papers as it usually is. And where the blue flags, remember we all get Winx?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Everyone's getting a bit laissez-faire about
they should,
it.
Because it's possibly the farewell tour. Mm.
I don't want her to race anymore.
Style.
No, she has to stop now.
I think she's got another few races coming.
Oh.
I think they need to do more to level the playing field.
What do you mean?
I think they should make her run in Ugg boots.
What her new handicap?
Her new handicap is to run in Ugg boots. Or what about a stall gift? You know how they have them off 5 metres or 10 metres?
Just to hang back.
She should be out the back.
Yeah.
She's really an incredible, happy horse.
Make her jockey wear armour.
Jousting sticks.
That's funny.
And jousting sticks.
Medieval style.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
Excellent. All right.
Congratulations to that magnificent beast.
That
here's
is brilliant.
A more troubling story.
What's that?
For me. The Saudi, the royal prince, is trying to, the crown prince, the Saudi Arabia crown prince is trying to buy Manchester United.
Oh.
And he's upped his $6.8 billion offer to the Americans, the Glazier family, and he's a chance to get it. Now,
do you know what? I don't like that because I think that might happen. It really will happen.
Can I just, one bit of advice to the Manchester United team? If, say, after a loss, you get invited down the Saudi embassy, don't go! They'll be kicking your head around like a soccer ball out the back in the garden.
They might. And look out for people with suitcases going in
after you. You know that Khashoggi you got down there?
Yeah.
That's red card.
Yeah. Oh,
what they did in soccer terms.
No, that's crazy.
A red card. Can you see it? Will this happen? So he will be...
But why? How can Manchester United agree to
because
that?
They're a public company. It's a public company, but it's still got it.
What kind of price?
No, it's not.
How much does that cost?
I'm confused. Well, how much do you reckon he's got? He is the richest man.
He's $1 billion.
I think he's a trillionaire. And the royal family own everything.
Isn't that annoying?
No.
I don't want that to happen.
The Red Devils. Hey, and can I take just quickly? I want to take some credit here. Matt Kuchar has paid up. The caddy we mentioned on Friday who offered $5,000.
Oh, he's paid up.
He's paid $50,000 US to his caddy after I shamed him into it.
Well,
he's made two apologies. Do you know what's happened?
What?
He's getting heckled.
Oh.
So as he's playing golf, everyone's going, oh, you dropped something.
Because there's nothing worse than being a cheapskate or a tight ass. And that's what he was to his caddy.
There's another big news story. It's about the national anthem. And,
And
we'll get to that after the break. We're going to need your input too. Do we need a new national anthem?
Well, I think so.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
NRL fans were divided recently. We're going to talk about singing national anthems or
not.
And it's because the Indigenous All-Stars team didn't sing the Australian National Anthem ahead of their clash when they played the New Zealand.
The divided fans
All-Stars.
Really did it. Some thought it was fine. Some thought they didn't. Some thought they were making a point. Some thought, like many of us, we don't know the lyrics.
Know the words.
We just don't know the words.
And, you know, Cody Walker did say he did call for the anthem to be changed because he said he just can't relate to it. It doesn't make sense.
That.
And I think that's fine.
And I'm personally in that camp. I know we all have different views, but I think ultimately it's got to be inclusive.
I think so too.
And we
have
to
remember that it was a daggy poem, or wasn't a daggy sort of written by. No, that was Walter.
Can I just say this? It's just not a great song. I just don't. No one knows the lyrics. Sing me the second verse, somebody.
Can't.
So you can't do it.
No.
It sounds, it's so sluggish when you sing it on a world stage.
I don't think enough thought was put into it at the time when it was being written. I know that we've had, you know, people voting to whether we have it or not as our anthem.
You know what? I'm up for it.
Let's change it.
I'm up for it. I think we can do better. There's a couple of good ideas for it. Pete's on the line. He's rung us up straight off the bat. Pete, how are you?
Good, yourself?
Yeah, good. You got a better idea for the national anthem?
Yeah, for sure. Adam Hill done a national anthem to the tune of Working Class Man.
I think we've got it here. Have a look.
Australian song, let us rejoice, for we are young and free. With golden soil and wealth with soil, our home is good by sea.
Well, that's great.
Now, I like that.
I like the vibe of it. It's still the same lyrics, which is part of the bother that we seem to have.
There's another version, I think, where someone did Gilligan's Island. Did someone do it to the
I got that.
Gilligan's Island. You got that, Dave?
Okay.
Australians, all let us rejoice, for we are young and free. With golden soul and wealth for toil, our home is good by sea. Our land abounds in nature's gifts, our beauty rich and rare. In history's page, let every stage advance Australia fair.
Well, you can see that it fits into a ditty.
What about Clark? Clarky's got one, which I think personally.
Hello, Clarky. Who would you? What kind of song do you think should be our national anthem?
Well, Dale, I reckon it should be called "Rootin' in the Back of the Ute."
Oh.
Rootin' in the back of the ute.
All rise.
On a blanket with the tailgate down.
Oh, the Olympic Games, can't you see this?
Imagine a tear in your eye as you see the flag go up.
So proud. The World Cup.
Oh, go on, you, Clarky. Give him a prize.
Yeah, prize back coming your way. Clarky, thanks for ringing, buddy.
You've got one.
I've got one. This is one that I was hoping, and it almost actually came to fruition. This was at a preliminary final AFL final a few years ago. Have a listen to this.
Would you now please join with the players and the umpires as we stand for the Australian National Anthem.
Someone pressed the wrong button. But
I don't care. It just should have kept going.
That would get you up, wouldn't it?
Imagine headbanging to your National Anthem.
Oh, my God, a bit of akadaka.
How good would that be? Have we got one from my one, which I like?
Oh, which one was that one? Well, you've got many here. You've got
I'll think about the angels.
Yeah.
No way!
Get off! Everybody join in. That would get them to sing.
Do you get the idea, people?
Yeah.
133353. Give us a call. Let us know what you think should replace the national anthem.
133353. Calls next.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're discussing the national anthem. Should it be sung? Should it be mandatory? I think everyone's right to sing or not sing or react any way
there's
you
there's a lot of
like.
Expectation because there's so much televised coverage and everybody expects all the sports people to say the words and it's all part of the package.
I'm really cool with all this. And I mean, the reason why people do fight and shed blood is to say you can do what you want, say what you want.
Correct.
Same thing's happening in America at the moment. They're told they can't kneel, you can't do that. Here, respond any way you like, and that's it. And a discussion comes out of it, and here we are. Now, I personally, for no other reason, I just don't like the way it sounds.
I agree with you.
And also, too, I think there's a need for something more inclusive.
Well, it doesn't relate to a lot of Australians.
A lot of people aren't included in the whole thing. So can we do any better? We think yes. Some of our listeners do, too. Let's start with John. John, what do you think would make a great national anthem for the big brown land?
All right, guys, mine is fun, easy to remember, and talks about how awesome we are. It is Everything is Awesome from the Lego Movie.
I love this.
It's happy.
That kind of represents us.
And that's how you'd feel if you've just won a gold medal for your country or you've just
marching up, waving flowers in the air.
Everything is awesome.
Yeah, that's a good idea, John. I like
well
that
done,
one.
John. You've got the ball rolling. Wayne, what would you like to...
Well, we already have the anthem of Western Sydney, which is Chris Franklin's Bloke. So let's all get together and make it our national anthem. It's Bloke. Already awesome.
I'm a knocker and I really love your knockers. I'm a labourer by day. I piss up all me pay watching footy on TV. Just feed me more VB. Just pour my beer and get my smokes and go away.
Okay. I'm just wondering how the Australian women's rugby team sing that when they win. Not sure.
I'm sure they'll make it work.
Really?
I'm sure they'll make it work.
Okay.
But what about Rack Off Normie, you and your mate?
Yeah.
Is it the Newcastle song?
The Newcastle song,
would be good.
Hey, Neil's got a good one. I quite like this. Everybody knows this one. We love singing it. What's your song, Neil?
K-San from Cold Chisel.
This would be great to see.
Yeah.
A cappella in a...
Wouldn't it?
In a big stadium.
I agree.
It's not the cheeriest anthem.
No, actually, it's not a happy story, is it?
It doesn't take us to the happy place,
well,
but it's a beautiful song and it's culturally significant.
Well, as recognised, hello Josh, recognised by Celine Dion when she was in Australia as the national anthem of Australia in some ways. Can you name it for us, Josh?
Yes, it's the Qantas Choir. I Still Call Australia Home.
Oh, that one.
It's got to be the Qantas Choir, though, you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right. Or John Farnham, You're the Voice.
That's what I thought you were going with, yeah. That's rousing. Get the whole stadium singing, wouldn't you?
A lot of passion in this song, isn't it?
Yeah. That sums us up. I'll tell you what, though, there's a few people that don't know the words to that, including politicians, so they might just jump up on that.
So what about I Still Call Australia Home? Too jingoistic for you?
A little slow. A little.
I still call Australia.
Yeah.
I still call Australia.
Bring it home.
Big finish.
I still call Australia.
Yeah. See, I only like it when Peter Allen sings it.
We'll cheer.
Hey, Mickey.
We smash into the audience. All Blacks, and we win.
Oh. Well, we'd love to do that. Last call. Let's go to Brett.
G'day, guys. I love all the others, but I think we are one and we are many.
Ooh, oh, that is the Seekers song.
That's a borderline serious suggestion here. There is
a bit
of a groundswell for this.
Well, it has been mooted, actually.
This will be in the too slow camp for you, won't it?
No, it's a bit, again, it's sort of slightly daggy for me.
Wow, jeez.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're like a hanging judge. Sing along, Jane.
Come on, Jane, you know this one.
We'll share a dream.
Share a dream.
And sing with one voice.
Sing over us.
I am, you are,
Mickey.
We are Australia.
I'm just worried Pauline Hanson's going to use that for a campaign and then it's really
spoiled. Hey, what about True Blue? Have you got that there? Because that would have to be mounting some kind
good
of
campaign. Old John
True Blue.
Oh, mate.
Hey.
Is it me and you?
Hey, listen up. Who is it?
Just need some cowbell.
Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo?
Is it
Stan and Boy?
All right. I think we've covered all.
Just trying to get the ball rolling. People, start a conversation.
All Vegemite.
Is it good?
Vegemite. Get on, you
well
John.
Done, Kennedy Malloy.
True Blue.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Covered a bit of ground, on today's program.
We did.
We started off with early doors talking about children's programming because Sesame Street, of course, turned 50. One of the great tent poles. It's a tree in the children's TV forest.
And educational, actually. I remember actually learning to do my alphabet, although I said Z instead of Z. But I did remember my alphabet.
By the way, if you're looking for a good one today on Netflix, there's one called Storybots, which I love. And the kids love it. And they get artists like Snoop Dogg and all this stuff to play these animated characters.
It's
educational and it's bloody good. And I like it as much as the boys.
Hey, we've got some feedback
from
people. Brattles has said, just reminiscing because we talked about Romper Room, and he said, do you remember the song Bounce, Bounce, Bounce the Ball, Bouncing, so much fun. Do you remember that? And they're on the bend and stretch, reach for the stars. There goes Jupiter, here comes Mars. We used to giggle about that every time because we thought it was a bit rude.
You're getting in a bit deep now.
Really?
Hey, what about AW? He goes, let's not forget Shirty, the slightly aggressive bear, of course, from The Late Show.
That's right.
What about Steve? Nerdish, I know, but The Curiosity Show.
Yes.
That was a load of fun.
Professor
Dean, there was...
Why is it so? Cadbury Daring.
Professor Julius Sumner Miller.
Julius Sumner Miller.
And also,
a glass and a half.
Skippy the kangaroo. Don't forget that. Skippy the bush kangaroo.
Bush kangaroo, which was a fantastic.
God, that love.
Bill
that.
Hunter.
Oh, went, he would have been
went on that. He used to tell a good story. I think
Is
it
he
was.
A baddie?
I think it was Frank Thring who was doing a guest episode, and he saw Skippy. They were waiting for Skippy on set, and they had him in a bag, like a big Hessian sack to kind of calm him down. And Frank thinks, well, if that's how they treat the star, I can't imagine what we're going to be getting.
Oh,
that's a good one. The Wacky Races.
Yes.
I love the Arkansas Buzz Wagon.
Yes, I remember that.
My all-time
favourite. Pit Stop.
Yes.
All right, don't get creepy.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, we've got Manu.
To you.
Yes, and he's been getting really snippy with the contestants this year because, they're getting quite rude, I think. Yeah, and there was someone who gave back chat to Manu and he didn't like it.
He's a cook. He's got cookbooks out. You've got cookbooks out. How are they going? Because I found one that was out the front of a service station, which is available. Was it for 10? Another one which for free. This one's been sent to me. Which one's that?
That was the first one.
That's the first one. That's now $7.90.
Well, that's a bargain.
Well, you get 73% off.
Well, I'll buy that because I don't have any left. That was my first one. I'm not writing cookbooks anymore.
You're not what?
I'm not writing cookbooks anymore.
Why?
Because I don't have anything more to say.
I might write one.
I don't. Enough's been said about cooking.
Can I get some signed copies? Look, there's the sticker on the front.
It always makes you happy when you see my... I put so much love and effort and meals
You
into
owe
that.
Me a meal, by the way.
I don't.
You
don't.
Do.
Oh, Mitcoin.
I don't
you
think
owe
so.
Me a Mitcoin meal.
I'm not doing a meal with strippers coming.
I went last time and all I got was a stick of asparagus. It was beautiful.
And the children said, Mum, when's dinner?
Because
I forgot
to
feed
them. We're sitting at a
Pesky
table.
Pesky kids, what do they need to
do? Manu tomorrow. Who else tomorrow?
Tom Gleason.
All right, great.
Tom Gleason. Bam.
It's going to be a big Tuesday show. We'll see you then. Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy to drive you home. Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.